Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready, States?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada.
Who does the twins. Appa dappa. Hat the go. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ah.
Ready, Darce?
Ready, Stace.
They said that this time. It's like they've been listening to us.
If Stacey and Darcy listen to our podcast, they need to let us know because I will
freak
be,
out.
I will be gagged. Gagged, gagged, gagged. We love them.
Ready, Darce?
Ready, Stace? Let's go. Remember when we were snowbodies going down the snow slopes?
Nobody's.
Shoes.
Mom, shoes. Stop it.
The one guy tried to pour a beer on my boobs, and I was like, I'm not that kind of girl.
Shoes.
I'm a lady. Shush.
Shoes. Shush. And I had that kind of like hit that hip thing. Mm-hmm.
Kind of can't do that.
Break a hip. Nice.
Can't do that now. Can't do it now.
Probably wouldn't be able to get up.
You ain't gonna do it. Don't you gonna tell about that.
By the way, I need to apologize to the family of Jackie Mason, who I inadvertently murdered by mentioning on the podcast.
You did.
In reference to Debbie sounding like the comedian Jackie Mason. She kind of looks like this.
Y'all, welcome to Darcy and Stacy. Season two,
Jackie
episode.
Mason, rest in peace at 93. I apologize.
This is season two, episode two. Blinded by love.
Blinded by love.
Blinded by love. Y'all. Oh, God. You're just going to keep saying it again. If you're just listening to us, some of you do that, and you're not watching the show,
You need to be watching the show.
Give yourself some joy. Pause us. Go and watch this episode of Darcy and Stacy. Also, there is some content. There's an extra scene on Discovery Plus every week. And I watched the one from
last. I missed it.
It's like 6 or 7 minutes long. The one from the first episode was Darcy was like, yeah, my mom sometimes kind of talks a lot. And she just kind of goes on random tangents. And they show her in the car. and her mother is pointing out everything they see, every restaurant they see as they drive by, while Stacy's trying to tell her that Georgie proposed to her.
There's a Friendly's.
That's exactly. She's like, oh, had a chicken parm there. It's real good.
Steak and ale.
Oh, there's that gas station when your father left me, or whatever. She's just going on, and it's hilarious because all of our parents have done it. And
there's that White Castle.
Yeah. It was so. I love their mom.
Maggiano's Little Italy. You always get a good meal.
It's better than the Olive Garden. I don't care if you get free breadsticks.
I always overeat at Maggiano's. People have their birthdays there, and you basically roll me out the door in a wagon wheel.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
Anyway, y'all, this show is wonderful. I have to say, too, God, I love this family. There's not a person on this show that doesn't give good TV. Even her daughters are shady and funny.
They are. I think Papa Silva and Mama Silva are pretty normal. But
they're still good foils for the insanity of this family.
I don't know how Darcy and Stacy came from these people. They just seem they live life so in such an exaggerated way.
I bet Daddy Silva had his freaky deaky ways.
Okay, no.
Ooh.
Although he was so hot in this episode.
He was
Daddy Silva has killed people with the CIA.
That's why we think he's in the CIA, y'all. So anyway, let's jump into this episode. Oh, it was so good. Like, y'all, Poodle and I've had not a shit. We've actually had a great last 5 days, but we're getting, like we said,
it's been really productive and exhausting.
Y'all, we normally do like one podcast, maybe two podcasts a day. For like the last 4 days, we've been doing three podcasts a day and all this, which we're not bitching. We're very grateful, but we're kind of, this is the last one of this stretch, and I have to say it's like a gift getting to do Darcy and Stacy. I love them.
It is. I took a Peloton ride because I needed to decompress with Tunde, and she said, you know, everything that we hear and all the, she's like, sometimes I ask myself, hopefully no one misunderstands me or blah, blah, blah. I'm worried about what I'm going to say. But she said, however, there's that one person who's really going to get something out of it. That's all you need. And I went, they are right. And I always crowd a 2-day ride.
Meanwhile, my father wanted ice cream and it's 100 degrees today and I'm emotional. And I ate a hamburger and french fries and a hot fudge shake from Brahms and I almost cried as well.
You deserve it. You've been working hard.
You know what? In my defense, I only drank half of the shake and then I threw it away, and I yelled, motherfucker, when I did it, because I was angry to do it, but I didn't eat all that shake.
I can never eat a whole milkshake.
I don't think I can.
Who does
that? Too much. It's too much.
Come at us if you have no problem finishing a milkshake.
Good for you. Good for you.
Probably have diabetes.
Not me. So, y'all, okay, so first we're going to get Stacy and Florian. They just moved in. And
I want to pop your pimples. Come on, let me pop your pimples and you're back.
Y'all know I love popping pimples. Ooh, my boyfriend will never let me do it. I always try. I'm like,
it's disgusting.
No, I like it. I'm just saying, Darcy and Stacy went on Dr. Pimple Popper, I love Dr. Sandra Lee, my head would explode. I'm just saying, crossover.
And she's got these awful nails.
Her nails are terrible. And so she's popping the pimple, and Florian says, you know,
it's no filter. Very open here. No filter.
Stacy's like, very open. He waxes me. I make him go to the store on those special times. The special times.
And she's, you know, when I'm looking.
When I'm
looking
flowing,
down.
When I'm flowing and going.
When I'm flowing. Know,
when I'm gooshing and swooshing.
Stop!
Special times.
Stacy, no! Please! Please! United Stacy.
Y'all, also, so they're looking at the photos from the photo shoot. I have to say, I'm not even going to tell
it. About potential.
If you don't listen to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray with Kim and Kyle, Do yourself a favor and listen to Darcy and Stacey and listen to Kyle describe Florian's pictures. That's all I'm going to say.
It's really funny.
He's very funny. I highly recommend.
They're very Eastern Bloc looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, y'all, the photos, Poodle, what'd you think of the photos?
On the internet, people were describing them as cutscenes from the saddest version of Newsies.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I did not think the quality of these photos looked good.
No, his makeup wasn't good. Maybe these are non-retouched.
Here's the deal. Poodle and I once got photos done from someone who was a really good photographer, and I knew them like 5 years ago, and I was like, oh, I haven't seen her in 5 years. Poodle, let's go.
I stepped in poop in her backyard. There was dog poop everywhere.
It was horrible. And
it was not a good experience. And someone had really built her up to be great.
Well, my first pictures were so great. And so anyway, y'all, if you haven't seen somebody in several years, check in before you agree.
And we saw the photos and I was like,
and we kept saying, these aren't good. Because mainly the lighting was horrible. And she kept saying, I'll fix it in post. I'll fix it in post. Y'all, I bet this photographer kept saying it because the lighting is terrible and you can't fix that.
No.
You can't fix bad lighting.
He looked so malnourished.
That's just Florian.
But I don't know why they wouldn't put makeup on him. He looked like he didn't have on a ton of makeup.
I get why, even with all of Darcy's boyfriends, horrible boyfriends, Jesse, he's crazy. But I can understand what Darcy kind of like, I mean, he was lying and totally like pretending he was practically someone else. But I can understand why she fell in love with Jesse. I can understand when she first met Tom was funny. I can understand why she fell in love with Tom. I can understand Georgie. Florian, he's not necessarily lovable. Like, I don't see and I don't mean it negative.
Like a stuffed animal velociraptor.
Yes.
Really cuddly.
Yes.
The feeling of his collarbone when you rub your arm across it just cuts you.
Yeah, it's like a Teddy Ruxpin that someone took the soul out of.
Yeah.
But maybe
like a sharp bag of bones when you sleep with him.
Yeah, that's good. That's maybe he shows a side of her we don't see. So
I think we're seeing it a little more when they have fun with one another.
That's true.
Personally, I think he gets very nervous for the cameras.
I do. Yeah, I agree with that. That's true. That's true.
But you're right. As observers, there is nothing special about Florian.
Although the whole pimple thing, the way he was acting with her, actually, you know, I'm retracting that statement because you're right. We are starting to see a little bit of like kind of flirty fun between them.
He's gotten
them.
Better. Yeah.
You know what? And then like they're on the bed, they move in and he like jumps on her and he's like, I love, you know what? I'm wrong.
Wow.
I just made a proclamation that I acted like I stood
Judge
firmly
Judy.
Behind.
Judge
and
then Judy,
in 15 seconds, I just completely undermined myself.
That's my favorite thing you do. No.
Yeah, you don't either.
I do that. Yeah,
we
I
both
do that.
So, anyway.
You distraction me. I can't do it. You distraction me.
I don't know why you said that. Quiet. There's other words you could say, Florian. Other words.
Please be quiet, my love. Silence for a moment. Silence for a moment.
I pushed you because I believe in you. We're going to see you on the cover of Vogue.
Yeah, Stacey.
He's saying Stace now, too. I enjoy that.
My Siri just took...
Did your Siri just turn on? What happened?
My Siri just went, I'm sorry, didn't really get that. Can I do it again?
Didn't really get that.
Boy, when she doesn't get something, she's a bitch.
She's a bitch. Now, cut to Darcy and Georgie. They're waking up in their apartment, and Georgie's like, y'all, this is so well done, how we kind of see their Stacey waking up in her apartment and what her morning's like versus Darcy and Georgie's morning like, where they wake up, the sun is shining, Georgie makes coffee, Darcy doesn't really like coffee.
Yeah, Darcy's in. She's sticking with that headband, which I guess is House of 11 last season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's drinking that coffee. She's like, there's milk in here.
Don't like
bitter.
It. Bitter. Not, you know bitter. I don't like coffee. George's like, I wanted to make sure you were awake because we had a long, 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 long night.
Oh. Y'all, yeah. He's talking about his humongous dick, and they have sex like rabbits.
Ooh.
Y'all, Darcy is getting hers. Good for her.
Good for her. So he's basically saying, it's time to start our life together. And she said, but I'm kind of worried because he still has his apartment in D.C.
And so this is the difference, y'all. Stacey can enjoy the morning with her husband. Darcy has to immediately take 5 seconds to join the sunshine. Georgie even says, what are you grateful for? And she's like, oh, I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful for sun. I'm grateful for
moving vans. Moving vans to help people move out of places. That they need to come. Yeah.
Yeah.
Grateful for grateful
I finally
for
feel
people.
Engaged. I finally feel engaged now that you're divorced.
Grateful for divorces.
Grateful for divorces.
Speaking of, get your Poodle Home Collection Grateful for My Divorce pillow.
We do have those pillows. You could get a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. That's one of our most popular items in the market. It goes towards charity. Our charity house this year, it's Fisher House.
Yes.
Honoring or helping military families go stay wherever their military family member is hospitalized. So
grateful for my meds.
Yes.
Yeah, all of it.
There you go.
But she's like, don't understand why you still have that place in D.C.
Don't understand.
And he's like, I just need to go there. And she goes, by yourself?
And he's like, well, I was going to move. Because when you think of moving.
We can have you move.
Really think Darcy is like, hey, this is the woman who her and Stacy moved in house slippers.
Yeah.
So you're not thinking like
apartment.
Darcy's going to get up and like lift some boxes and move. So he's just kind of thinking, I'm going to go up. He's thinking, I'm blanking.
He's thinking non-codependently.
Non-codependently. But I was going to say what is it when you're thinking of just kind of the basic operations? You just want to like just do.
Single-minded?
Whatever. You know. I can't think of it. As my dad says now when he forgets something, fuck it. He says it like this. He'll be, Matt, go it. Yeah, Dad, what you need? Fuck it. Don't remember, son.
She says, I feel better that Georgie is moving out of his bachelor pad, but I really didn't know what his life was like there because she still has ridiculous trust issues with this person.
I need to know. What everything was like, because I need to know we have a forever future, not just a future, forever future.
It's basically going to be beat per beat this, you guys, of what her season was last year with Georgie. But just know it's going to be even more ridiculous.
But also just knows it's grounded in realism because Darcy is that's why we love her for it. Y'all.
And at the same, because their biggest flaws really are both the twins. They're both codependent. Stacy's a little less so.
Oh, much. I think much less so.
But Stacy also has problems with not micromanaging.
She has problems. And you know what? Actually, in Stacy, lest we forget the rough season that Stacy and Florian had last year.
Last season. Yeah.
That did not. Even their storyline, it really didn't end well. It's pretty much seemed pretty sure that Florian fucking cheated on her, and she just said, I accept it. We're going to move past it.
Right. Kiss that woman. Yeah. So they are, you know, this is the next scene, you guys, with them is.
Oh, wait, no, you forgot. Georgie said, well, you can come.
Oh, yeah. That's it. We'll go down.
Feel like you don't want me to come. Like, you don't want to come. Like, how long have you been thinking this? You don't want me to go? You know? You know, would you? You only see your friends? Were your friends friends with your friends. Ex-wife?
Did they meet your ex-wife? Did they meet your ex-wife?
Did they know your ex-wife? Did people know you had a wife? Did you call her wife? Like, what happened? Did your mom know you
of
got
course.
Married?
She was my wife. So well, of then, course they then, met friends. You know,
then that's just not the same. It's just not the same. I don't. It's one-sided. One-sided. Yeah.
It's his fucking wife.
Of course right. They know him. It's his fiance, and they've been engaged for what, like 8 months? No, or known each other for 6-8 months. It's not a long time.
So now, you guys, we're going to the salon. Stacey and Darcy, because we got to get our new extensions. Finally, we're coming out of COVID. We're going to get glam. Get glam. Listen,
you know what? I'm just going to say, I'm applauding. I don't know if you can hear it on the little, but
I can.
This is brave. This is actually brave that women that are this much into beauty and all that kind of stuff go to a fucking hair salon.
This is.
Y'all, we've been wondering what their hair looks like underneath those wigs. We've been wondering. We have been wondering.
They've been wearing terrible wigs since COVID.
I mean, the Darcy and Stacey wigs we bought are just as good. And we paid $22 each for those.
Mm-hmm. Every time she was on like Bears All, she was on with that horrible white wig.
Oh, and I loved it when she would just move it like up on her head like a hat. Just not even, God, I love her so much. I love them so much because they're just themselves.
She was just moving it around like a fruit bowl.
Yeah, and that, exactly. Like, that's what I love about them because they're bougie, but they're not pretentious. Like, they're
there's not a lot of self actualization. There's not a lot of self examination either.
It's like this barefoot bougie. They're barefoot bougie. They're kind of,
I think you might have just coined a term.
Darcy and Stacey, you need to market that barefoot bougie and fucking do that. And so they take off their wigs, Poodle, and we get to see their real hair.
The first time.
And
you know what it looks like? I will say it's better than I thought it would be.
It's better than I thought it would be.
It's actually not as bad. It is. It's pretty ratty.
Pretty ratty.
But I like how it's shoulder length.
I love the length.
Yeah, and so
they have a lot of full hair.
Yeah. But it looks, let's say this, it does look better than some of the wigs they wore.
Yeah.
It doesn't really look healthy.
No.
It looks quite treated.
It's very treated. And I love that Darcy's like, whoa. Well, thought I'd have more gray than you, but I guess I don't.
Got your skunk stripe. Skunk stripe.
Whoa, Stace. Whoa, look at that gray.
You got more gray than me now.
Yes, yeah, Stace. Stace, you kind of look like Nana.
Don't say that. No, never.
So, always a dig. And Stacey says,
sexy
like,
glam.
Sexy glam. It makes us feel old. So, y'all. So they get their hair done, and it's pretty and blonde. And actually, before they put the extensions in, I love their hair that length.
I liked it, too. I don't think they needed, like, the super long Donatella Versace.
Well, that makes them feel that's for – we don't think they need it, but, y'all, it's all about what you feel.
And it is all about what they need.
And
yep.
They wanted those extensions, and they want to have this long, beautiful hair, and that is fine.
You know why? Because they're still those ugly duckling girls underneath.
And they're both not anymore, but they feel that way. And they need that like long, pretty. Because they probably think too, if they had short hair, like their normal length, that's quote unquote mom hair. And they both love being moms, but they don't want to look like a mom.
They don't. Did you notice when she says, we love her hair, long, luscious locks. And then Stacey learned a term, you guys, and she's going to tell you, I want to feel 100. 100. That's what kids say these days. 100.
I want to feel 100.
I want to feel 100.
They said that like three times in the show. That's Stacey's new thing.
Learned it.
Again. Ooh, I like
probably,
that.
Probably.
Like that.
Probably.
100. You know what? I'm 101. 101. That's what I am.
Probably her boy said, that is 100. And she's like, what's that mean? 100. She's like, that's what you say when something is, it's like an emoji. And they're like, she's like, oh, like that. 100. I'm going to start using that. They're like, no, it's already out. Oh, gonna use it. Here we go.
Here we go. So, y'all, The hairstylists bring out their extensions and they, you know what? We're not even. Let's just do it. Y'all, and now here is a Darcy and Stacey theater. All right, I'm going to be playing the role of Darcy. Poodle's going to be playing the role of Stacy. Picture it. Two pretty women at a salon are bringing out blonde hair extensions.
Actual horse hair.
And scene. Ooh. Ooh, those are pretty.
That's look. I love it. Love the look. Love it.
Daisies look good.
Long, cascading locks.
Oh, I love them.
But before we put them in,
yes,
we have a ritual. Yeah. We have a ritual.
Yeah. Oh,
ritual.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Excuse us. We have a ritual. You hold the hair. I'm gonna get my sage.
Make sure. Go get the sage.
Get my sage.
Okay. Okay. This is going to honor us.
Honor us.
And love us.
Honor.
We are rebuking evil energy. Rebuking evil energy. Rebuking.
Panting.
Let it go.
Head and shoulders.
Let it go.
Prel. Purology. We don't want to have bad karma. We don't want
you had really bad karma when you went to Amsterdam. Remember that?
Don't want a bad batch. Don't want a bad batch.
Remember that? Bad batch of hair. Bad batch extensions.
Okay.
Got your shoe stuck. Jesse. Yeah. All of it.
Didn't go good.
Didn't go good that time.
Hair, I want you. May you bring us.
Hair, all down to there.
Hair.
Hair
down to there.
Hair, beautiful hair.
Yeah, bring us.
Tall, long hair, short hair, all types of hair.
Bring us love. Bring us joy. Bring
empowerment.
Us.
Empowerment.
Power. Silver strong. Power. Silver strong.
And then the women say, we got to go to lunch.
Okay.
Are you?
Okay. Let's just do the sage. We'll just, don't burn the hair. Don't burn it.
Don't burn the hair.
Don't get your hair. Girl, you on fire, but not your hair. Okay.
And see, I know my throat's raw now.
Oh my gosh. Y'all, I texted Poodle just screaming.
When I saw them saging those extensions. Now, I was confused. I know some hair is human hair for extensions.
Mm-hmm.
Do they, besides it being from one person, they don't give it, you don't just have your extensions taken out and it goes to another person, right? It's only, you use it one time, like condoms.
I don't know with extensions. I think if it's natural hair, I would imagine you could take out the extensions. A lot of times what I think, I could be wrong, but ladies come ask, but I think you can take out your extensions, drop them off at like a salon, and they will like wash them, treat them, color them.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then you could come back and put them in, I think. But it's always human hair. I'm going to say something, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. I would totally do this. Maybe not to this extreme, but if I was putting hair that came from someone else's head, I would want to thank that person. This is a living person that did this. I would want to thank them. Whatever was going on in their life, I would want to release it with love as it was going on my head for me. So I got to say, I don't think I would actually use the sage and burn it in the middle of the salon. I just might say like a little 5 second.
Thank you, person whose hair. Yeah. I think that's very different than this prosperity gospel that they were trying to get out of their extensions.
It was
great. Honor you.
So y'all, they're getting their stuff done. And so that's when they kind of have a conversation and Darcy's like, so how are things going in a new place? You know, and Stacy's like, well, pretty good. Have you thought about what we all said about Georgie?
Yeah, And Stacy's like, I think you got blinders on.
Blinders. Yep. What do you mean, like a horse?
Sometimes you put on blinders. Sometimes you don't see the things.
Well, we're going to his place in D.C., so I don't know if would blinders be that. You know, if I got blinders, I wouldn't be going to his place.
I just, listen, Darce, I just don't want you to get used, okay? No, okay. I just hope he's not using you.
Yeah, I'm not being used. You know, if you think I'm being used so much, why don't you come with me? We'll have a double date, okay?
Okay.
You want that?
Florian will come. Florian will come.
Okay, sure.
Let's go. We'll see. We'll talk about the sock money.
And Stacy says, I just want to make sure you stick to your guns, which...
Mm-hmm. Like these guns.
Stacy is good at that for Darce because Darce does cave too easily.
Darce does cave.
Now, it's ironic. Stacy helps Darce stand up for things, but Stacy in her own has kind of... She has had her moments of not kind of, you know, following through on things.
No, you're right. I think they both do that for the other, both the Silva twins.
So again, if they're not listening to the show, they get their hair done and they look at each other and then we hear the famous words.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce? I mean,
I don't think they'd ever said that before. But that because we weren't mimicking them.
No, we were mimicking. They do say ready, Stace. They have said that. Y'all, when they say it, it's like, I don't know. It's like people that love Howie Mandel when he says deal or no deal. I don't know. It just made me very happy.
How old is that reference? Jesus Christ. You might as well have been a Richard Dawson Family Feud reference. Good God.
You know.
This is why we're going to be playing Retirement Homes.
And yeah, like a couple,
because everyone will get, they will get our references.
They did. But Darce says, I'm feeling good. We're ready to take DC by storm.
Twin queens of the world.
Twin queens of the world. Twin power. Y'all, I need to get myself a tea. I need a cough drop. That was a lot. We've got
my voice is so raspy.
Oh, so raspy for this. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
So, time to maybe make a plan for a baby?
Oh, what boy. Oh, boy.
What God chose, baby? God chose time for baby. My religion says that.
Florian, you just want to plan for a future, you know? I want you to.
It happened, Stacy.
It's a good time, though, to talk. You know, we've been trying to do it naturally for 6 years. It hasn't happened yet. And boy, I let you sprint. I let you put your baseball players in me a lot. You've been playing ball for years.
Baseball players.
Yeah, you get it. You always get a home run with me for you, and look at those abs. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, so basically, Florian is saying that he's basically saying that his religion says that they don't need to go to a fertility doctor like she is suggesting. However, mm-hmm. he does know of a certain because he knows that God will choose when the baby is born. He knows of a certain, it reminded him of a story of a 70-year-old woman. She was 70-year-old woman. I have in phone somewhere. I must look. She was 70-year-old woman. She have baby. It happened. So her husband go out and kill wild boar. They cut head off, put boar head over house, top house. Then old lady hold younger malnourished child. She turned into a vampire queen and she take blood from him. And she has, she take blood from him on a regular basis. So he is young. And then, you know what? She all of a sudden, she have baby. She's 70 years old. 70. But here's the thing. God bring your life. My Siri is still trying to hear me. So what God bring to your life, God has more power than doctor. You must take blood from youth, Albanian youth.
You're done?
Basically.
You're done?
I done.
I tried to give you some Albanian music. And
I don't know
just,
what that was.
It just went weird, and then I felt like I was appropriating, so I stopped. I felt uncomfortable. I was trying to give you, like, you know, tall tale. I was trying to roll with it. Didn't go good. So what he's not realizing is, y'all, Stacy and Darcy are 46 years old. So yep. That's not that old to have a baby, but it's also not super easy to have a baby when
right.
you're 46 years old. So it does sometimes happen, you know, happens a lot naturally. But, you know, she's just like, you know, and why not? And so she was like, and Stacy's saying, well, technically it's a little bit harder to have a bit, you know, technically it's a little harder for us to get pregnant.
God, no technical. God, no technical. What? No need press God. No need press God. No need.
And then he comes up with 70 because the producer says, Florian, do you know what a biological clock is?
70-year-old woman have baby. I have him phone.
And that's where he basically says, I could do research right now on my phone.
So you guys, Aniko and Aspen are going to see Darcy, Darcy's apartment, and Dad and Nana are meeting them there. And
they are
like,
gorgeous.
They really are. They want to see what the vibe is like. And
this kind of clears things up, just so we can say, like, some people asked us last week, like, they're thinking, wait a minute, why aren't the girls living with their moms? Like, what's going on? And are living with Darcy. And Daddy Silva basically says, he's kind of like, look, they've lived here. I don't want those girls going into a home until I know it's a safe home for them.
It's grandpa. Yeah.
I think this is such a smart and wonderful thing to do, and just a good thing for the girls to know. Let's say they do go over there and they feel like they don't like it. They don't feel stuck. They feel like they have a place to go.
I think Daddy Silva knows Darcy is just this codependent cyclone. So life is never going to be super stable.
We also saw Jesse in the steak dinner, which they show a flashback to, but again, y'all, if you haven't seen that season of Before the 90 Days, but I bet when he saw that, he was furious. And we even find out, Aniko and Aniko, this is kind of jumping around, but they talk about later about Darcy's different boyfriends. And we didn't know this, but y'all, Jesse made Aniko cry even on her birthday.
At her birthday party, yep.
So, I believe it. I think Daddy Silva's like, I'm taking care of my granddaughters.
Well, you know, he said, my job is to protect and advise my granddaughters, and it's bigger than Darcy and Georgie. And I went, well done!
And then you thought he was hot?
Oh, he's so hot.
He really is.
Y'all, Daddy Silva has broken necks. I am certain of it. Just snap necks like in a Bond movie.
He does seem like he is very like athletic or something.
I know. He could just take
like
me
used
down.
To be.
Interrogate me under a hot light.
I think you're
Find
right.
Find the truth.
I think he's CIA. I'm
Snapped
sure of
necks.
It.
Yep. He was Darcy busy in China.
She said he was gone a lot overseas all the time.
Yeah. Traveling salesman. Right. Sure.
Sure.
Selling
encyclopedias in 2010. Sure. Right.
So basically they are, they're talking to Georgie and Darcy up there and they're talking about, yeah, my kids weren't out toys too high on that. Like, remember steak night? And they're like, yeah, we did. Yeah. It wasn't great. Maybe don't bring up traumatic things that you dragged us to participate in as children.
But they see the place. They see Georgie. He's wearing a tracksuit. They don't feel super close to Georgie. Georgie, however, says he feels close with them. He thinks they're smart, amazing kids.
He's pretty aloof in general. I guess that's him being close to people.
I guess.
I think we cut back to Stace a little bit because she's showing mom and dad their apartment. And she's very excited. And they're talking about the mugs that Debbie got them, the Mr. and the Mrs., because that's how Florian talks.
That's right. I will say, again, say what you want to about Darcy, and we stand by this. Y'all, I think she's a great mom, because, again, she tells her kids, you're first. You come before Georgie. You come before everyone else.
No one's going to hurt me again.
No one's going to hurt me again. It's all about you feeling comfortable. You feel first. You guys come first. That was a great thing to say. So, yes, talk about we're in Stacey's apartment.
They are, basically, Stacy says, well, you know, what do you think about Georgie? Think he's a little entitled? This is the thing. I don't know if this is to protect Darcy or to kind of, because Stacy's not really sold on Georgie.
It's both.
It's
both.
But she just kind of drops it there and dad goes, it's like, you know, he's been putting money in sock. Don't know what that's about.
Meanwhile, they're having, and Nancy's like, I brought you a candle. Y'all, she got this at Home Goods.
This is watermelon.
She's water. It's one of those Yankee candles. Have you heard of those? The Yankee candles? They're so good.
And you put it here on the counter. I'm going to tell you where to put it.
That is what my mother will give me something in my house. And tell me, it's like that vase she got me that she told me I had to put above my fireplace that my queerder at the time got furious about.
Yes. I bought this. It was on sale.
Did your mom do that? If she gives you something?
No.
She doesn't tell you where to put it?
She will.
She did actually when she lived in your place after the coma.
Well, no, she just decided when my mother was living there, she just moved things around.
She lived in Jake's apartment for like 2 months, and she, bless Jake's heart, she completely rearranged his apartment and bought all new things for him and just said, and she
I came
just,
back and it's like, what is this? Some things were okay, but some of the taste level was questionable.
She got, she threw away all of his rugs and just bought him new rugs.
Yeah, she did do that.
I think she needed something to do because she was worried that you were just sitting in the hospital in a coma.
Right. Yeah, I think that was part of it.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, but again, Stacy's like, you know, I tell things out. And Florian's like, no, Stacy, don't snitch on Georgie.
Don't like snitches.
Like, nope, I don't snitch. I'm keeping it 100. That's what the kids say. I'm keeping it 100.
No, yeah, 100. Drink every time she says, y'all, because Darcy and Stacy know one thing. They both know if they tell their father, it'll get taken care of.
Yeah, like everything. People Daddy Silva tends to disagree with disappear.
Yeah. They disappear.
So we're snowboarding. We're snowboarding. Snow bunnies. We were good in high school.
Yeah, they were good in high school. So they were... They're snowing.
She's mortifying her daughters. Absolutely mortifying.
And they are like, you know, my mom's just loud. You know.
She is. She's very loud.
Very loud. Very, very loud. So this snowboarding place looked cool.
And she's like, okay, time to shred some snow. Let's shred. That's what the kids say, right? We're shredding.
Shredding.
So
like cheese. Ooh, I love a shredded cheese. Love a breakfast thing, burrito.
Dad is talking to Darcy about...
And Stacy. Stacy's her...
Yeah, favorite. That's right. Stacy's sitting there. They're sitting there and they're kind of like post-snow outfits.
Oh, wait. Oh, I can't believe you forgot maybe the best Florian line I've ever heard Florian. It's when Florian says he doesn't like sneeches, and Stacy says, well, sneeches. I keep it 100. And Florian goes, I just... Oh, God help me.
Oh, God help me. Oh, God. I think Florian does... He's trying to keep her from being so extreme. And I think it's just, he understands it's a fruitless errand. So Papa Silva's talking to the daughters.
Yes.
And he's saying stuff.
It's the way he says things. He's like, you know, it's good to have both of you here around me.
Very plenty. Yeah.
There's some things about your situation that makes me uncomfortable.
You know, when Stacy, Florian would ask me all the times, say, I want to work. And Stacy would be like, yeah, he's ambitious. Really ambitious.
Stacy immediately just is like, he's ambitious.
He's ambitious.
Model. Model like, potential.
I don't hear that from Georgie.
Darcy's like, yep, okay.
Have you made it too easy for him?
Well, she gets super defensive.
She gets very defensive, and she's like, no. And basically he says, honey, if you feed your dog too much, your dog's going to get fat.
And then Darcy's eyes open, and she starts spiraling again. She's already his words. Is he cheating on me? Do I know his friends? Is he too married? Does he want my money? Y'all, the noise in Darcy's head is deafening.
It's deafening. And she's saying, and then Stacy immediately says, Annie put that money in his sock. What about that?
This is what my brother and I called gimmying when one parent is talking to a child and like, and you did that. And my mother would say, stop gimmying your brother.
Would you do that to your brother?
Gimme. Oh, yes. That was our favorite thing to do when one person is being talked to. You're like, and he didn't do this.
I'm going to have to remember that word when you're gimmying me.
I don't gimme you.
Yeah.
Well, no, gimmying means someone else is talking to you and telling you the things you did wrong. And I'm there like a gremlin behind them saying, and you also didn't do this.
Yes. Like a mischievous elf.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Darcy says, which I get it, y'all. He's a massage therapist. It's a pandemic. She's like, you know, she's like, I don't need to make excuses. And Daddy Silva's like, well, honey, I think you're enabling him. Yeah. You don't mean to enable him, but you're not letting him get off of his ass.
And she does say, well, maybe you should talk to him. Okay.
And he basically says,
I'm going to talk to the man.
Do you want me to have a conversation?
It's like full on like Roger De Niro.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro in Meet the Parents. Or I kept thinking more like when Michael has to talk to Fredo out in the fishing boat. You've never seen The Godfather. So
no,
you don't know what I'm talking about there.
So, you know, Darcy says, I try to communicate, but I don't think he wants to open up. And Daddy Silva's like, I'll talk to him. So y'all, cut to, it's pouring rain. It's great. We see Daddy Silva pulls up. Georgie gets in the car and he's like, hey, Daddy Silva doesn't say a word.
It's the ultimate power move.
He just looks at him and he kind of goes,
And then he tries to give him a fist bump, and then Daddy Silva is pretending like he doesn't see him, and then makes him wait for a fist bump, and it feels like an eternity. And I'm like, you're the master.
You're a fucking boss. And he says, you know, let's go find a place to chat. Let's go
now,
find a nice, quiet place.
If I was a place where no one will hear you scream, if I was Georgie, I'm like, am I going to come back?
He takes him to a fucking deserted park where there's a goddamn lake where I'm sure Daddy Silva has sent people to the bottom of. Yes.
Wrapped them in chains.
Wrapped them in chains and said,
have a cement nap.
Exactly. And so they stop the car and he
sleeps with the fishes.
He says, tell me about yourself, Georgie. Tell me about you.
He's like, got a nice family. What's your family like?
What's your family like?
You know what? Let's just theater this. It's easier. You'll be Daddy Silva. I'll be Georgie.
And we don't have time for the music. And scene. So,
Yeah. Yes.
George. Can I call you George?
Oh, I'd rather you not, but...
So, George, tell me about your family.
I have a very nice family. Family is everything to me.
Tell me about my daughter. What do you think of you two? You guys in love? Can't come quickly to you?
No, we are in love. I'm very much in love with her.
Long pause, George.
I must tell you, I'm feeling very uncomfortable. I cannot provide for her.
You know, excuse me while I pop my knuckles. George, family is important to me. I love my daughters.
I can see why your veins on your neck bulging.
Don't look at my eyes, George. I'm a man who loves my daughters. A man should provide for his daughters. Right?
Yes, I agree. Right? I agree. Yeah.
George, is that sweat I see, George? Are you feeling uncomfortable,
yes,
George?
It's hot in here. It's 50 degrees outside, but it's hot in here.
No reason to sweat. Here, let me turn the air on for you. Oh, that's accidentally the heat. You'll do.
Oh.
George, why do you have $1,400 in your sock?
Sock?
In the drawer.
That money was for her. I put money in the sock, and
I'm just gonna clean my gun. Just keep
it. That's a very very shiny gun. Those bullets. You have
George,
also have bullets.
George, look at me. I'm tired. I'm tired of your talking. You're not making a contribution and you're hiding the money. Does that make sense, George? You're not contributing. You're not contributing to my household, to my daughter's household.
Please don't hurt me. Please.
You want a Tootsie Roll?
Yeah.
And see.
Y'all, that's the only way that could have gone.
I was breathless. I was holding my breath watching this.
He's like, I'm hearing two different stories, Georgie. And he's like,
what did he say at the end after? This kind of shook me that he said this.
It's like, I can see right through him. Because he's done thousands of interrogations in his life.
He does. And yes, he's done thousands of interrogations. And he says,
thinks my daughter's being taken advantage of.
That's the way this episode, he says, looks like my daughter's being taken advantage of.
This was hot.
I was so turned on and so scared.
I know, I was too. This was a good episode.
This was a great episode, y'all. That's it.
That's the show.
That's Darcy and Stacey, everybody. I'm glad we saved this last to do because I have no voice now.
No, you don't. I barely have one.
Y'all, you can go to realitygazepodcast.com for our other shows. Find us on Cameo. You can find us on Instagram at realitygazepodcast. I'm sure that Sissy Christina is going to be making memes.
Yes, definitely.
Y'all, be sure If you don't have HBO Max, it might be a good time because we're covering F-Boy Island, and that show's dropping on Wednesday, right?
I think you can probably get a one-month trial. Yes. The Thursday. The 29th.
Thursday. And Thursday on the 29th, that's going to be covered on this feed, on the free feed,
Free
feed. So we're very excited about that show. It's just going to be a lot of fun. So we've got other stuff coming. We've got what? Love is Blind after the altar.
Love is Blind after the altar. Love in Paradise, Caribbean.
Yes, that's on those things are both on the $5 tier of the Allegay Extra. Somebody else just asked again, y'all, we are covering Plathville season 3. That is on the $8 tier.
August 24th.
Reality Gaze Extra, the $8 tier, like it was before.
No, it's on the $5 before.
It was?
We changed it, yep.
Oh, I don't even know what we're doing.
I know, it's because you kept fucking it up. So I honestly moved it. That was the reason.
Well, that's
it. You could not put it in the $5 tier.
So, well, that's okay. It's a longer series now. It's like 10 full episodes now.
It's 10 episodes, so that's one of the reasons it went there.
Yeah. Yep. So everybody, that's the deal. So somebody will keep me straight, and hopefully sometimes it will be Poodle. I'm going to have to excuse myself in the interior room after talking about Daddy Silva.
Well,
like
me
that.
Too.
So anyway, y'all.
What's their sign off for this show?
I remember now.
Yeah. Y'all follow us at Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram, Reality Gaze Pod on Twitter, realitygazepodcast.com for all kinds of memes. Come at us on Cameo.
I said all of that earlier and you weren't listening. I just said all of that.
I was somewhere else.
You were on your Grindr.
Maybe. I was actually checking.
If you're on your Grindr right now or your Bumble and you want to get us some dick tonight, you know the best way to do that, Poodle?
Manifest it.
Manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.